You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, December 4th, 2018, week 269. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And we are Destiny Pizza. I was reading on Reddit, on the podcasting subreddit, to remember to talk to the individual listener, not the group listener.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I feel like we already do that.
Yeah. Isn't that what we do?
Yeah, we're talking to you.
That's, we're always talking to them.
No, you're to...
I mean him.
Or her. Or whatever pronouns they prefer. I guess it is them. When you say them, I always associate group with them.
Yeah, yeah. Mistake. I think I did talk to them. You talked to an individual. You talk to one person. I'm talking to everybody. And yeah. I shouldn't, because no one listens to podcasts in groups very often, unless they're watching it live.
Yeah. But even then, I don't. If you're still in a group, I'm just like, I'm by myself.
Yeah, you're still watching it alone. It's like a movie you watch with people you're watching alone, like in a theater.
Yeah. That's the interesting thing about consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into leftovers, though.
All right. We got some Lion King news. There's been a casting that we learned about. Amy Sedaris is joining as a new character.
Is this like a new character?
Like, not in the cartoon.
Whoa.
Like somebody who did not exist.
That's
previously
crazy.
In the cartoon. So I don't think we know much more than that. But it's not going to be a shot for shot of the animated movie, I guess. That's what they're saying.
You hear about Frozen 2?
I did not.
Frozen turned 5 years old last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
People,
5 years. Geez.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I'm surprised it's been that long.
They told us in the movie, let it go.
They couldn't let it go. They couldn't let it go.
But apparently Kristen Bell heard the new songs.
Mm-hmm.
Said they're amazing.
Mm-hmm. All of them? I can't imagine all of them are amazing.
She said they are stuck in her head.
Oh, no.
She's like, can we live it? Live up to Let It Go? Probably not ever.
Nothing, I don't think, can.
But.
That's like, yeah.
Sterling K. Brown is going to be in it.
Cool.
As a new character. I can't remember who else was in it.
A human being or a creature? Or
we don't know anything. But apparently Elsa gets to have more fun.
When are we going to see this trailer? This doesn't come out to like winter, though, probably. Like November.
Probably.
Like, I assume cold time. I know it comes out next year.
Yeah. Evan Rachel Wood and Sterling K. Brown.
Oh. From Westworld.
Both of them?
No, just Evan Rachel Wood.
Jennifer Lee and Chris Buck will also be back to direct. And November
27th, 2019. Oh, okay. It's a little year away.
Yeah, so.
So probably a while before we see it, really.
Oh, her. I do like her in Westworld.
Yeah. She's like one of the main characters.
And Sterling K. Brown is in This Is Us and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And along with everything
and
else.
Black Panther. And
yeah, he's in,
Widow.
He's in so much.
He's in so many things.
Having a huge time.
Yeah, he's Sterling K. Brown's the guy right now.
Yeah. Oh, they both got nominated for Emmys. She got nominated for an Emmy in Westworld. He got nominated for Emmys in This Is Us in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So, yeah, that's pretty big news.
Yeah. And another bit of news. Zombieland 2. Zoe Deutsch has been added to the cast.
This is crazy. I think they start production in January.
January, I believe, yeah. I guess it's supposed to... released in October. I don't know how this works. I don't think that can be right. They're trying to get it released like 10 years after the first one or something.
Good luck.
Like, I'm like, how's that going to work?
What studio made this movie? Universal?
I don't think so. I don't know. It was made for a really low budget.
I read that
and I was like, oh, I didn't know it was that low budget. So I wonder if they must be going the same approach this time, I think.
Produced by Zombieland Productions. Columbia distributed it.
So Sony.
Relativity.
That's Sony, right?
Columbia.
Isn't that Sony?
I believe so.
Paramount.
Parent company is Sony.
Sony.
So that's why. That's why
that explains so
they're
much.
They're horrible at forecasting or like forecasting production.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, they are really bad at it because they're like, oh, we're doing Silver and Black, and it's coming out in October.
Yeah,
yeah, and
like, they same time as Venom.
They didn't even tell us when it, yeah, and then Venom was shooting, but I feel like they didn't tell us about Silver and Black till like a couple months before October. They're like, never mind.
Yeah, like, we're going to wait to see how Venom does. Venom does,
and then we'll announce we're going to make 5 more different movies. Some Venom, some Spider-Verse movies.
Yeah.
We're just going to make more movies.
So, yeah, I'm interested in this movie, but I'm reluctant to believe that it'll come out in October.
Yeah.
I guarantee this movie goes into, like, at least 4 weeks of reshoots.
Yeah. Although, I mean, if they can make, like, Walking Dead things, like...
How old is that girl?
Zoe Deutsch?
No, the youngest girl.
Oh, the youngest girl?
She's not going to be in it, right?
No, I think they're all coming back.
All four of them?
All four of them, yeah.
Baloney.
How'd they survive this long?
Emma Stone.
They're all four coming back.
It's huge.
They're all four coming. Originally, wasn't it? Okay, let me look it up.
I think originally it was only supposed to be Jesse Eisenberg and Emma Stone.
I think they're all coming back. That was the whole thing.
If they don't.
I think that's why they waited so long.
What's his name has to put on like a ton of pounds because you remember he finds all those Twinkies.
Oh, somebody else 4 hours ago. Ava Jogia has been cast. Avan?
How do you spell it?
A-V-A-N? Avan?
Yeah, I think it's Avan.
Avan sounds like...
Yeah, whoa, this dude looks super... He was in Victorious on Nickelodeon. Twisted. He was in Caprica.
Oh yeah, they have a kind of a synopsis. Yeah, they're all back. They all face off against evolved like zombies.
Yeah, baloney. I don't.
They're all back.
Believe it.
They're all back.
I believe that. I don't believe it's going to come out in.
Yeah, that part.
10 months after it starts filming.
I don't believe that either.
It's crazy. But maybe
it's like all like talking to each other, and it's not that much production to it. Yeah, it's October 11th, 2019.
Maybe.
That's the release date. It could. I don't know how long it took to film the first one. This is going to be a short movie, then. It'll be like an hour and a half.
Probably.
Why do they need more characters? I don't understand.
They have to find more people. It'd be weird if there's like a whole movie. They don't find. They find each other, but not more.
That's all they found in the first movie, though.
They found Bill Murray.
Okay, they did find Bill Murray. Okay, they found a couple. Well, they did like the flashbacks where they talk to a couple of people. Like,
okay. And they found each other.
I'm surprised. I don't know how they survived. Actually, those zombies aren't that. They're fast ones. I don't know how they don't die.
Woody it's Harrelson. A comedy.
Yeah.
He has to get fat.
Oh, he's got it. Fat? He wasn't.
The Twinkies. Twinkies. That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, there's no more.
That was a weird subplot. Remember? That? Like,
I know.
They thought he was talking about his dog, but it's really his kid.
Oh, yeah. That was so sad.
Yeah, what a weird, like, there's a weird
that's
thing.
Why I like that movie, because that's, like, that's so a dark part of the movie where you,
yeah,
like, none of the other rest of the movies like that.
Actually, yeah, because when Jesse Eisenberg doesn't know that his girlfriend's a zombie yet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he thinks she's trying to have sex with him.
Yeah. I think that's why I like that movie, because it's like, plays with different tones. You're like, whoa, I didn't expect that.
It's like Tag.
So sad. Exactly. Yeah, that was out of nowhere.
Like,
that's such
what?
A weird movie. Because no, that's literally like, oh, 99% of the movie is going to be this way.
Well, it's really weird.
And the last 1%, and that's how we're going to end the movie.
It's weird because the tone shifts so much.
Yes.
When what is
like
it?
You almost what you happens almost think where, it's got to be a joke, right? At some point.
No, but it happens where Jeremy Renner's like, "I'll freaking kill you."
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And then. Oh, because she thinks she's having a baby or something, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, pregnant. Or, yeah.
And then...
Because they were just lying or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Because you're like, whoa, it got really serious.
Yeah.
And then you find out that they're lying and you're like, wait, what? Jeremy Renner's a jerk?
Yeah.
And then you find out Ed Helms is dying. And then you find out that none of that happened in real life.
Oh, yeah. That was just part of the movie.
And then the craziest thing to find out about that movie is that wasn't even on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. It was like deep in the Wall Street Journal, and they made a fake Wall Street Journal front page article for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was that the end credits they put?
They put that newspaper up. Oh, I didn't. And they said notice. It's like a front page.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I assume it was just buried somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Why would they do that? That's such a weird thing to do. They made a
fake front page.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm excited for this next bit of news.
Though. Yes. So a Netflix movie that everyone seems to like, To All the Boys I've Ever Loved, is getting a sequel.
I'm thinking we do a bonus. We haven't done a bonus pod in a while.
Yes.
Do one.
We should do a bonus pod. Or should we do the first movie. Or a commentary.
Yeah, so I meant like a commentary.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that is a bonus pod. For some years, I was thinking like just to
we'll drink review. A bunch of Yakult.
Let's do that.
And watch.
I'm down for that. We've not done a commentary in a while. I think Netflix. Yeah, we really haven't. Have we done it for? Oh, no, Daredevil first episode we did.
Yeah,
but like Netflix works really well for it because then you can always be on the same page as other people.
Yeah.
And then we got some Fast and Furious spinoff news. I guess they're gonna just call it Hobbs and Shaw.
Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, people just
classic.
If you say Hobbs and Shaw, they're all oh yeah, those guys from Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
obviously they gotta put Fast and Furious in the title somewhere. Like, it's got to be like
The Fast and Furious Adventures of Hobbs and Shaw.
Something like that.
Hobbs and Shaw, a Fast and Furious movie.
Hobbs and Shaw, a Fast and Furious story.
Yeah. Hobbs and Shaw, faster and furiouser.
Hobbs fast, Shaw
furious. Together, Hobbs and Shaw.
But someone's been cast in it. Isa Gonzalez has been added. She was in Baby Driver, so.
Yeah.
No, they're driving around.
She's just around in cars.
Like those cars.
That's another weird movie.
Baby Driver or?
Baby Driver.
Yeah.
And all these movies don't know how to, like, where to find their tone.
Like,
we want to have a lot of different movies.
And
it's comedic, but serious. And then.
Yeah. Just shifts at weird points and like, whoa! And then with now knowing more about Kevin Spacey, it's like, whoa!
They let that kid's lucky.
Oh, like, get out of there.
Interview that actor. Ask him if he had any weird experiences on set.
Yeah, I'd be scared for him.
That's a double-edged sword, right? If you're a co-star of his,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, I didn't notice anything weird on set.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you weren't looking out for the other people on the set who probably were harassed or...
Well, maybe it's not all the time, everybody.
Yeah. Like, do you hear about Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Oh, yeah.
Their allegations, and then he's like...
He responded to it.
He responded to him, and people were like, oh, like, so he was awkward and friendly.
Yeah, because some of it's weird, because it's like, wait. And then some people are from, like, forever ago, and they're like, hey, are you thinking that now or then? Or
that's the interesting thing. Okay, like, so I had this conversation with a friend recently. She texted me and she's like, are you going to get tickets to see Aziz Ansari? Because he just announced his tour.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I feel like I can't. Like, I can't be like, yeah, like, Drew's a good guy.
Yeah.
But he bought tickets to see Aziz Ansari. Like, that would be a scarlet letter on me. Like, the scarlet A again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Aziz.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was on Instagram and I see Aziz Ansari. I still follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
A comment that shows up, Padma Lakshmi. Are you familiar with her? She's like a chef.
I know the
celebrity
name.
Chef.
Yeah, okay.
She's on a show.
Yeah.
And she recently came out that she was raped.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's willing to accept Aziz Ansari.
Wait, she's like following him or like
following him and said like, oh my God, you're so funny or something like that.
Like recently?
Oh no, it was because I guess
where are you getting the
on that Thanksgiving?
She said something specifically to Aziz.
She commented on his picture.
Okay.
Because on Thanksgiving, Aziz was with Rob Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, "Oh my God, his good looks are wasted on you. Like, can't wait to see you next time or something like that." And I was like, "Oh, she's accepting of him."
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's tough without knowing like everything. It's so
because
weird.
We know the Aziz one is different.
Yeah, the Aziz one's like you. Yeah, it's like because you don't know the
because,
situation.
Like, well, the girl. I'm sure that article was posted without her consent. Yeah. It was like someone else writing an article
mm-hmm.
about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Which he did apologize for. And she said she accepted the apology. And it's like they were both drunk.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's just hard to know. You don't know the vibe in the room. Like, and you yeah. don't know if he is like, maybe he's just a dick, but like it works for him sometimes.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, this is another one of those situations. And he's like, this, like, yeah, I don't know. But like, there's plenty of guys that are dicks and then like assholes and it like works for them.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe someone just wasn't feeling a vibe or something. I have no idea. Or maybe he was being like terrible.
Yeah. It's because like,
over the top. I don't know.
I think also the thing is that like, you can't like feel violated about something that happened, or well, not that's not a right wording. It I think the argument a lot of people have is like you can't change your opinion on something that happened already.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Thing.
Like you can't be like, oh, you know what? Like, I didn't like it. I changed my mind.
Yeah, that's the hard thing. It's like in the moment, it's always different than after.
Yeah.
So you're like, you start thinking.
Granted, I'm not
like,
saying
oh,
this
was...
is like my hill to die on.
Oh,
I'm willing.
Obviously.
Yeah, like if someone's like, no, like you should, let's talk about this. Feel
yeah,
free
yeah.
to
someone,
message me.
Someone will know more than us, obviously. Yeah.
But, I'm talking about like the, what I read and everything I've talked about with my friends.
Yeah. It's just a hard thing because people's minds.
And I'm pretty sure I've talked to more girls about this than guys.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if that counts for anything.
Yeah.
But I do have black friends, so.
Yeah, but it's always weird with, like, comedians, like Aziz or something, because when they go up on stage, they're, like, themselves. They're not playing a character. Like, maybe they
but
are.
But they are.
They
it's
are.
Like weird.
They are, but they use their names and, like, some experiences they have. Yeah. So it's kind of, it's, like, a weird thing. Whereas if it's just, like, an actor, they are playing a role in something.
Like, you don't, it's less personal.
It's less personal, because you know
you have less of a relationship with like the actor than you do with the
yeah,
comedian.
Yeah, comedian, because you feel like you know them. Obviously, you don't. And, like,
and most
an
of the
act
times,
is crafted, and it's just like playing a role.
And most of the time, you're hearing an actor not be an actor.
Yeah.
Is they're promoting something that they're acting in.
Yeah. Like, I feel like even a musician is different, because it's more their music. Like, some people have messages during their...
Yeah.
Concerts and stuff. And you have message within the music.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It all feels kind of different. Depending on what... But comedian feels pretty intimate because he's just talking.
Yeah.
Directly to a crowd.
But yeah, would you... If I was like, hey, Mike, I got two tickets to see Aziz in LA.
What? Like, when does he start the tour? I kind of
like... You're like, what day is this?
No, I just want to see, like...
I think it's December something. Let's see. I'm sorry.
Is that the first thing he's doing?
He did smaller shows.
Yeah, I'm sure he did that. But is he like
North
doing
Carolina
an interview
stuff.
With anybody or anything? Curious to see if he ever does that. Or is he just like, I'm never going to talk about it. I'm never going to go on any talk shows. I'm never going to.
Yeah, like I don't think he's talked about it.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. He didn't even release a statement, did he? Or
February 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
That's when
I think he released
his first
a statement.
Shows or?
No, those are like deep into his tour. I think he starts his tour soon. It's interesting though.
I'm
because
curious to see how that shakes out.
You, like if you go on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
he still gets a lot of likes on his pictures.
Yeah. And he's still active?
Yeah. So it's like weird because you go, let's see how many pictures he got recently. One new post since I was last on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 27,000 likes. Let me try to find one that's like pre-controversy. Ooh, he did take a hit. This picture, about 33,000.
Mm-hmm.
Master of None rapping, 77,000. Maybe I just found a bad picture.
Wait, those are like old time?
Oh, see, this one got like 140,000. This is Throwback Thursday. And it was last Thursday, ran into my old pal, Rob Lowe, for Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Rob Lowe's beauty is wasted on you. Dude, you are one lucky bastard. And Padma Lakshmi said that to him. And I was surprised no one replied to this. Like, you were like a victim. You're supporting of women.
Well, maybe they just stopped following it.
Maybe. No, but people still post because I look at his comments sometimes. And I'm like, I wonder if someone was like someone did say that after he started doing, he did like a show for like North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
For some hurricane relief.
Because yeah, I haven't really heard much about his stuff. Like, I always hear when like Louis goes out and like, oh, it was weird. Louis came out unannounced.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's right here. Hurricane relief. And someone's like, I'll be there front row. Someone says, where was it? Yeah, I can't. But someone was like, shouldn't you like make a statement or something? I don't, it was weird.
Like, does he talk about it in his act? Obviously, the North Carolina, it doesn't seem like it did. Like, I assume he's got to talk about that in his act, no? Or you just ignore it? I don't know.
I mean, so earlier last year, I was.
That's the thing. The Z's voice, how he sounds, doesn't really work for like. It's like funny, yeah. Even if he's just saying something normal. Yeah. So it's like this is terrible.
There was an article written about me, and it was.
It's so bad. It sounds awful, and he's just talking normally. Oh,
man. It says some pretty disgusting stuff, but like we've all been on bad dates, right? Oh, and they're like, "Whoa, this is weird." Because, like, we all know the details about that bad date.
If that's what he actually says, I'm like, I would be there for the weirdness of it. But I'm like, I shouldn't be here.
But that's, like, the same weird. Like, I would want to be at the weirdness of, like, a Louis C.K. show. Because I just want to, like, I want to be a fly on the roof. Yeah. I don't want to be, like, a guy who bought a ticket to see Louis.
That's the thing.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, disgusting people did that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like. Yeah, I guess it's the line of supporting like, and then like observing. Like, yeah, I want to like, know what happens. I want to see
like what happens at a Trump rally.
Yeah,
but I don't want to be in that crowd.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's like I want to see the chaos. That's why.
I want to see the potential chaos.
That's how Trump became president. We're in trouble.
Yeah, everyone's just like, let's just see what happens. This is weird.
What if he becomes president? Then we get the show for 4 years.
Yeah,
that's a good show, right?
It only cost us.
No.
Everything.
It's not worth it, guys.
I forgot how we got there.
Hobbs and Shaw, the Fast and Furious. I really don't know how we got there either.
Yeah. I know. Well, yeah, my friend was like, and I was like, I'll tell you what, you can buy the tickets and then I'll just tell everyone that, well, my friend offered me tickets. So
what do you want
to
do?
What am I supposed to do?
You already got the money. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to say no. But what if I was just like, yeah, they coerced me into it and put me against my will. It was really apropos of Aziz Ansari, but
kind of what he does.
Worst date of my life. Kingsman prequel called The Princeman. No, we have no idea what it's called.
We will one day become king.
I forgot what it was called. They have a title.
Oh, does it have a title?
Yeah, I think so. It's like. New Dawn or something?
Is this like the Kingsman Year One or something? I wonder what this movie is.
No, I think there's a. I thought they had a title. Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of the third one. Daniel Brühl, Charles Dance, and Reese Ifans join Ralph Fiennes and all these other people. Oh, sorry. Daniel Brühl and Charles Dance have already joined. Reese Ifans is in talks to join.
Yeah, this cast is pretty. Love Charles Dance. Love Daniel Brühl. Love Reese Ifans. So I'm all in for this cast.
Yeah. So,
I think it's in like the 1920s. Thing?
I don't think so. I think it's later than that.
Later than that?
Because I thought there was going to be a prequel about like right before.
Oh, like his dad and stuff.
Yeah.
Set 100 years ago. See? Oh, yeah. 1920. It is the founding. It's the founding of the kingdom.
Crazy.
Are we going to see the founding? Are we going to see where they exchange that whiskey bottle and then the state with the statesman and then they do the whole, here's a suit and whatever? That universe is very strange. In some ways, it's like more comic booky than, like, almost more comic booky than like the Marvel universe.
Yeah. Ways. Well, I mean, it is very appropriate.
Yeah.
But yeah. Is that a new Pixar feature is coming? Domi Shi, who directed Bao.
Ooh.
Will make her feature direction or directorial debut.
Oh, she's going to direct a Pixar movie?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. When's that movie supposed to come out?
I have no idea.
Because, well, I think we can track it. Toy Story 4 is coming out
this year.
So then, what's after that? Maybe that. I don't know of any other Pixar movies in development.
Probably another Monsters movie?
I don't think so. I don't think they know what to do for another Monsters movie. I think once they laughs gave the power, they're like, now what? That's why they had to do that prequel.
Okay. Through Pixar. 2019.
That's just Toy Story.
I think so, too.
That's all they know.
Incredibles 2.
They just do one,
Toy Story.
One a year.
Yeah, Toy Story.
Okay. So probably this movie would be my guess.
Yeah, 2020.
Sweet.
March 6, 2020.
That's when they have a release date.
Also June 19th, 2020.
Wait, they have a May? You mean Marvel doesn't have that?
March. March 6th.
March. Marvel is March. Oh, and that's next year.
No, Pixar, March 6th, 2020.
Oh, March. I heard May. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Huh.
June 19th, 2020. Like March 18th, 2022. And June
17th, 2022. Okay. Oh, so none in 2021.
Of them will be original concepts, not sequels.
Two out of the three?
Out of the four.
Two out of the four. So that means two will be sequels?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, no. No, not necessarily.
What would they do sequels to?
Oh, one of the films will be two teenage elf brothers whose father died when they were too young to remember him. But thanks to the little magic still left in the world, the boys embark on a quest that will allow them a chance to spend one last magical day with their father. That sounds so dark.
That's Pixar. That's Pixar for you.
Yeah. Okay. And then Dear Evan Hansen, the successful musical from Broadway, is getting a movie, just like every other successful musical from Broadway. And the movie is happening with the La La Land team and the perks of being a Wallflower director.
Okay.
TV news, Ugly Delicious has been renewed for season 2. David Chang.
Nice.
He announced this on Thanksgiving, and I somehow didn't associate that post he did on Instagram with that bit of news. So, is that Cowboy Bebop live action series ordered at Netflix? Because everything is anime, and anime is everything.
Oh yeah. I feel like what's the last successful live action anime?
Dragon Ball Z. No, I'm just kidding.
Because I feel like they try it so much.
I think it's successful they need to crack in Japan.
That code. Yeah.
But not here.
Yeah, I think so too.
Blade Runner Black Lotus. That's going to be a new anime series coming to Adult Swim and Crunchyroll.
Cool.
Something that should be animated is Black Mirror. A new episode is coming out on December 28th.
Weird anime show.
Yeah.
Always like me some Black Mirror, though.
New season, potentially. People are saying, not sure if it's a new season, new episode. It's a Christmas special.
Hope it's a new season.
December 28th.
I hope it's a new season.
MMA news. Mark Hunt lost. Tai Tuivasa lost. What's the point of anything?
What's MMA sad, doing, man? They're not fixing these fights.
Yeah, sad day in Australia. The fight was in Australia, and the two Australian headliners lost.
That sucks.
So, yeah. Dana White is speculating on how long Khabib's going to be suspended. He says it's not fair if he's suspended for over a year. And I think that's because Dana White also said that he would like Tony Ferguson and Khabib to fight each other, and then Dustin Poirier and Conor McGregor to fight again, and then the winner of those two fight for the title. There's that. Israel Adesanya, I said that last week, I think, is fighting Anderson Silva, which is like crazy because Anderson Silva's old.
Yeah. They pull a lot of old fighters.
So yeah.
It feels like.
But I guess Anderson Silva said that if he wins, he will get a shot at the title. And people are like, well, Israel Adesanya should get the same if he beats Anderson Silva. Chuck Liddell, he lost last week. I talked about it to Tito Ortiz in the first round knockout fashion for, what is it? Oscar De La Hoya's promotion, Golden Boy.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
And he received an indefinite suspension. Chuck Liddell did. So it looks like he's never going to fight again because he's old.
Yeah.
He had no business being in that ring. Dana White said that. And then Tito Ortiz fired back saying, if UFC took better care of their fighters, we wouldn't have to fight in our mid-40s. So.
The fight game's a rough game.
Yeah.
Especially when the guys want to keep fighting when they're that old.
Yeah.
Like, man, there's your... You should just not let them at a certain point, especially.
No, well, that's what California did because people were saying like, well, "How can you let them fight?" And like the California.
Yeah. I know. Even Rocky and Rocky Balboa had to go through a whole process to get his boxing license renewed. That was a fictional movie. So.
I think it's like that in real life. So then Chuck Liddell shouldn't have
let Rocky fight.
I think they let him fight so they can make sure he never fights again.
They shouldn't have let Rocky fight.
Definitely not.
He was way too old.
I'm surprised like he's still alive. People are speculating that, because we didn't talk about this earlier. I guess it is still leftover time.
Mm-hmm.
That Sylvester Stallone retired the Rocky Balboa character.
Yeah.
And then people were like, but he also retired the Rambo character.
Yeah.
And there's a new Rambo movie coming out. So it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. I feel like if they're like, no, we got this great idea. He's like.
People do want him to die in the next Creed movie, though.
Oh, spoiler, he hasn't died. I had to just assume he would die in Creed, too.
They said they want it to mirror Mickey, because Mickey dies in Creed.
Oh, yeah.
Or in Rocky 3.
Yeah. Ah, makes sense. He can fight Clubber Lang's son.
Yeah.
Mr. T's son! That'd be
so weird to see.
Wanted to fight Rocky, and I'm going to fight Rocky's pupil.
Yeah, Mr. T in there again. Who would you get to play Mr. T's son?
Mr. T's son? Oh.
Like Chief Keef. Let's go with it. He's a rapper?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who Chief Keef is?
No. I'm sorry. I'm not up on today's rappers.
This is like 2 years ago.
That's today's rappers to me. Was it from high school? Then it's today's rapper. Is he like a talker? Because you need somebody who is like has to back up. Like he used to be like Mr. T was in that movie where he's just like talking smack.
Like a lot of trash talk.
Yeah, that's the fun part about the character.
Like Israel Adesanya then. Let's get him.
All right, get him.
Because he has some crazy tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Or we get Black Panther.
Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah.
Oh. And then it'd be weird. I haven't seen him be like a bat.
Because then it'd be... Chadwick Boseman versus...
I would be interested to see him as play an evil character. Because he's always like such like a good
he's
guy.
He's a good guy.
Like he's always...
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson.
Black Panther.
Yeah. I'm always like, oh, he just looks like he's a solid dude. I'm like, if he had to play a villain, that seems weird to me. But then again, Michael B. Jordan was always the good dude.
Yeah.
And then he played
the great villain.
And he was great. But I don't think he, like...
Yeah, so could you imagine Killmonger versus Black Panther in a boxing ring?
It'd be kind of cool. I would want to see that.
Yeah, there you go. Hear that, Sylvester Stallone? I gave you ideas.
There you go.
So yeah, MMA is... That's all I have, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when that next fight is happening. Let me see really quick. Let me open up my Verdict app, where I get to make fake bets on fights, and I did horribly last night because I didn't care. Oh, yeah, the Holloway versus Ortega fight is happening this weekend. So, oh, when you're in Seattle, you can watch.
Oh, cool.
Probably one of the best fights I think it was going to be. I won't say this year because this year I had a lot of good fights.
Mm-hmm.
But also, my favorite fighter is fighting Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Oh, yeah.
So, or Joanna, sorry. Joanna, who knows? But she needs to win this fight, or else she might lose me as a fan.
No, that's what she's fighting for.
Yeah, that's not true.
Need that one fan to stay my fan.
She has me in her corner for the rest of her days. But
when you would loses, what if they like give it all they got and you can tell that they give it all first, they got?
No, because she tapped to strikes two fights ago.
Yeah.
Then I think she tapped to strikes again, which is like super rare in UFC. Like no one taps because they're getting punched in the head a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Usually they get knocked out.
Yeah.
So she did that two times in a row in the first round.
Yeah. But what if she doesn't do that again, but still loses, but like...
Like the decision?
Yeah.
Oh, it's rough.
It's rough, but
I don't like to see a fight. I don't like to see a fighter. So if I support a fighter... No. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see them lose to decision.
Okay.
I will take them losing in first round, like 10-second knockout. I'd rather see that than decision.
Okay.
I'd rather see that than them win by decision.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm like, oh, there's some weird fluke happening.
That can't be right.
If they get knocked out super fast, I'm like, oh, it's a weird fluke. But if it goes to decision and they win, and I'm like, oh, they might have just won by a fluke. Like, who knows?
Only what the knockouts and submissions.
Yeah.
Those are only real.
Submissions.
Unless you lose, and then you're like, what? You lose. You tapped out. What's wrong?
I'm like, that's fine.
Okay.
But I guess that was weird.
Yeah.
I don't like to see my favorite people tap to strikes. That's weird. That's like literally saying uncle or something. I don't know.
It hurts.
Yeah, but people don't do that. Yeah, if you can tap, you can strike back.
Then tapping out like means nothing.
Tap on her face with your fist. Don't tap on the mat. Those are my thoughts.
All right.
On Netflix today,
District 9.
Great movie.
Yeah. Only takes 8 districts leading up to it.
Yeah. To really I was talking about it last week, my coworker.
District 9?
Yeah. Because one of my.
They may ever make a sequel to this movie? Because I feel like.
Elysium?
I feel like it leaves us such a cliffhanger, though. Just like. Oh. They're trying to make it. But like. You knew they weren't.
It's weird though. Have you ever seen the trailer for this movie?
Yeah.
Like the first trailer. I don't know. I was trying to show my coworkers the trailer. Was
so different from the movie when I saw the movie.
You don't even know there's aliens in this movie. In the first trailer I saw.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Let me find it.
There's a big floating thing in the sky though.
I don't know if this is the one I showed. The one I saw.
Oh, this is a Sony movie too. That's why. Yeah, 10 years from now, they'll make another sequel.
Yeah, and they'll announce it like 10 months before it comes out. So I need to turn this.
Got people talking, we don't hear them.
Yeah, this is the trailer I saw at work. Start over again.
No. It's been approved for all audiences.
Yeah.
Find that hard to believe. I don't think everybody approves of every trailer.
You could conceivably put this movie trailer.
This is modern day America, right?
Run it on Fox News. There you go. Now you know it's an alien movie.
Yeah.
But leading...
Well, do you know? Do they actually show the aliens?
A minute into the trailer, you find out that it's an alien movie.
Did they even show the aliens, though?
I don't know.
Oh, Peter...
Peter Jackson produced it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, there
you
go.
Oh, there we go.
I had a really weird thought in my head that made me.
See? 10 years. They can release that along with Zombieland.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do movies we didn't release 10 years ago. That's the Sony way.
This person 2 years ago said, we should make a petition. This movie really needs a sequel. Or needs a part two. Yeah, I was just thinking, I was like, how does that guy know how to communicate with an alien? And I was like, they should make a movie where they get like a speech pathologist to talk to an alien to figure out how they. And I was like, oh, Arrival already came out.
Yeah, I was like, it's almost like that one movie
that I refused to watch.
And Jeremy Renner. They did a whole movie about that.
Because I was like, I refuse to watch it. It sounds too boring.
I enjoy that movie.
Yeah, I know.
It's worth watching.
I just can't get into
it. Just don't think of it as like an alien movie.
I have a hard time.
It's just like District 9.
It's what goes against... It's what Prospect had going against it, where it's like, oh yeah, here's a space movie.
Yes.
That's not a space movie.
And you like that movie. So,
yeah,
so
it's just...
There you go.
Is
That's what all space movies are.
I need more than Lois Lane and Hawkeye.
You don't. That's all you need in a movie.
No, I refuse.
It's better than Lois Lane and Superman.
Yeah.
Because that relationship's weird, but at least with Hawkeye, it's like, hey, you're Hawkeye. You're more interesting than Henry Cavill.
Yeah, I don't argue that. come back tomorrow for some Weeviewed Reviewed and discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.